Welcome to Cook, Eat, Run, a podcast that talks to real runners about real food. I'm Charlie Watson, registered dietitian, author of cookbook Cook, Eat, Run, and 13-time marathoner. I believe that nutrition shouldn't be complicated. This podcast brings you evidence-based nutritional advice specifically for runners. Everything you wanted to know but didn't know who to ask, plus everyday runners achieving amazing things, from couch to 5K through to multi-stage ultramarathoners. This is Cook, Eat, Run. Slightly different topic today on Cook, Eat, Run. We're talking about sustainability, running and racing. I'm here with Andrew Wood, Head of Marketing at Runners Need, and Persephone Deacon-Cole, who's the Project Manager for the Royal Parks Half Marathon for the Royal Parks. Bit of a mouthful, got it out. So the Royal Parks Half, I think, is one of the most well-known half marathons in London. It started in 2008, and it's the only half marathon, only race in London that runs through four of the eight Royal Parks. So you get to go through Hyde Park, Green Park, St James's Park and Kensington Gardens. And it's raised over £50 million for charities, including Mind, Tommy's, Great Ormond Street Hospital and Cancer Research UK since it started. Personally, I've got to run it four times and absolutely love it. It's one of my favourite races of the year. Can you tell me, as we're talking about sustainability, just how important sustainability is to the Royal Parks Half Marathon?
Well, it's basically our kind of like core business. You know, our aim is to be the greenest half marathon in London, if not in the UK, and obviously beyond that. As you just mentioned, participants get to run through four iconic green spaces, and it's our job to maintain them and make sure that they're beautifully looked after. So it kind of goes completely against the grain if we have people taking part in an event and then we're not being mindful about what we're doing in these green spaces.
Amazing. I think that'll be music to a lot of people's ears as we kind of all become more conscious of how our lifestyles and our hobbies impact the environment. Can you tell me some of the key ways that you're kind of looking at this and the key things that you've changed over the last 12 years, have I got that right? Yeah, since you started.
Yeah, so this is year 13, 2020, lucky for some. So when I joined, I was deeply unpopular because I kind of challenged the status quo by asking everybody why on earth we were still having plastic bottles on the course. And everybody was like, well, runners prefer plastic bottles. And I was sort of thinking, we need to change this up because we can't possibly be trying to tell our visitors that they've got to be mindful about their rubbish and what they're bringing into the Royal Parks and litter control and all that kind of thing when we've got 16,000 runners gaily chucking plastic bottles to the side. So we really interrogated all of that piece by looking at how we could minimise the amount of plastic bottles. That was in 2018, so we made a conscious decision to change two of the water stations. And then for 2019, having kind of surveyed our runners and know that they're 82% of them are really behind sustainability, we decided to go all out plastic bottle free.
Quite a challenge, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, there's a logistical piece with kind of filling up, you know, biodegradable paper cups. And we also had Uhu seaweed capsules on the course as well for runners to try. But I think everybody kind of got behind us because so many people had seen pictures on social media of other sporting events where the roads were just strewn with plastic bottles.
It's quite upsetting as a runner to see it. I was running the Paris Marathon and saw runners chucking their plastic bottles into the river. And it made me so angry. I actually like shouted at them because at least there's a kind of clean up operation on the streets. But there's, you know, there's bottles that you can't kind of collect, I guess, that get taken with the wind or when people throw them willy nilly into bushes and rivers. But that definitely sounds like a great undertaking. What was the reaction to the seaweed pods from runners?
I think it was a bit like Marmite.
I was actually too scared because I thought I could choke on this.
I think they're a fantastic innovation created obviously in the UK by students from Imperial College. We had some people who absolutely thought they were amazing and other people who were like, oh my God, it's burst in my face and can't quite get my head around it. So
it just takes practice, I guess.
Yeah,
like with cups,
you know. It's definitely something that we would continue to look at what else is in the marketplace in order to sort of minimise that whole waste piece.
Amazing. And actually, I think we're almost quite behind the US because a lot of the US marathons and races already have biodegradable cups, or I hope they have cups anyway. So we were, I used to think we were quite fortunate to have the bottles, but yeah, when you think about the impact, and I'm taking maybe four or five bottles during a half marathon or a marathon, having a couple of swigs and then throwing it, it's so wasteful. Let's switch over to Andrew. So Runners Need are one of the main sponsors of the Royal Parks Half Marathon. How important is the sustainability message that the Royal Parks Half has in terms of your decision making to sponsor the race?
No, absolutely. I mean, the sustainability angle and the fact that the Royal Parks are one of the leading races, probably worldwide, in terms of their thinking and how they can sort of go forward with sustainability and make a green race is key to us and you know, the angle that we want to look at when sponsoring a race.
What other kind of things do you look at when you're thinking about sponsoring races? I'm so fascinated by this.
So I suppose really it's just that it fits with us. So again, from the Royal Parks half point of view, then it's a race that's open to everybody. It's a race that you can do your first half marathon at or your 13th or whatever. So, you know, it's something that works with our consumer and the focus that we want to have.
Yeah, it certainly brings in a lot of people doing their first race. And with the charity aspect and the fact that it's so centrally located in London, that the crowds are amazing. I can only liken it to the London Marathon in terms of races that I've run in the UK. And a lot of my friends have asked, you know, if I don't want to do a marathon, like what else can I do? And I always point them in the direction of the Royal Parks Half. But it has become quite difficult to get into, like London.
Yeah, well, there are obviously, you know, many ways that you can run the Royal Parks Half Marathon. And to be honest, the most difficult way is through the public ballot. But if people are committed to their running journey and they really want to earn, fundraise rather, some fantastic money for a great cause, then the best way to actually get into the race is via one of our charities. And last year we had 569 different charities, different causes, all taking part. So if you were unsuccessful in the ballot, then I would highly recommend that you get in touch with one of the charities that have places with us, and they would be delighted to have you on board.
And yeah, I'll leave a link below that lists all the charities, so that if you haven't got a place or you haven't confirmed your place with a charity yet, you can do so. It's not too late. Plenty of time to fundraise. Let's go back to the sustainability aspect and talk about t-shirts. This was one of the most common questions I got on Instagram about the race t-shirts. And firstly, do we need them? What do you think?
Again, I think it's one of those things, we were just discussing this earlier on, in fact, and you know, basically Andrew and I are very much aligned around, you know, you want to be having a kind of quality garment here. Luckily, that is what we do supply for the Royal Parks Half Marathon. It's a t-shirt that's made with very high eco credentials.
Yeah, so they're made out of, I think you told me, bamboo and recycled polyester at the moment.
And they wick, and they're a high quality piece of kit. I'm always amazed at how many people I see running through the parks with, you know,
they're quite distinctive.
Yeah, any of the different colours that we've had over the years. So we know that they're a garment that are reused. I think it's a different thing if you've got something that's sort of made from cheap material and is worn once and then tossed in the trash. The great thing about this last year is we turned it into a finisher item as well. So people after the race picked it up. And this also meant that we saved 87 kilograms of single-use plastic from being in the whole production chain.
Amazing.
Yeah, so we had them delivered to us in specially made bags.
Wow. That's
which then
commitment.
We also gave out to people.
And so those were made out of recycled plastic bottles, right?
Yes, yeah.
It seems like there's a lot more than meets the eye that goes into this whole, you know, making things more sustainable. It really takes a lot of creativity. Almost plastic is the easy way out, it seems.
I don't think you're ever going to get rid of plastic. I mean, it obviously has its place. I think the thing is to kind of minimise the single-use piece. And that's definitely what we try to do.
Yeah. And do you think there's a future where the T-shirt and maybe even the medal is like an opt-in rather than...
Andrew, what do you think of that?
Well, I think that there's a good opportunity with the races that when you come through the finishing line, then you can obviously opt to what you take, and that's a, that would be a good indication of you know, of whether people want it. I think the medals are nice.
Me too. I love a medal, actually, and they're made from wood, aren't they?
So they're made from FSC certified wood, and also the lanyards that they actually come on are made from recycled polyester as well.
Did not know that.
You know, as I understand, a lot of people are all about the medal,
yeah,
and then other people are all about the race shirt. So
yeah,
you know,
I wonder whether there could be a, you know, a tick box, but then I guess it, you know, you might change your mind at the finish line if you want that, suddenly, you know, had a great race and want the t-shirt. So I guess that's quite hard
That's it, isn't
police.
It? You can't tell.
But so at the end of the Brighton half marathon that I ran the other day, they had optional, sort of sponsored again by Runner's Knee, they had optional plastic bags or paper bags.
Yes, paper
bags with that you could take and then fill up. I was like, I don't need a bag, but I can just, you know, grab the goodies. So do you think that's something that it could just be like a, here are the options, take what you feel you need?
I think so. I think that's, you know, that's the way to save waste. Quite often you can get a lot of goodie bags and then you get home and half the stuff you put in the bin if you can't even recycle it.
Yeah.
So it's a good opportunity, one, to just take what you need. And then again, also from a race point of view, you can actually see what's worked and what hasn't worked. And so therefore, you know, the following year, you don't need to have the items that nobody took.
That's a really good point. I always go straight for the food items, I have to admit. I'm always starving after running and all about the bananas, the snacks. I remember the London Marathon used to do a Mars bar, which apparently is not, maybe not healthy enough for the goodie bags anymore. Any thoughts of bringing Mars bars to the Royal Parks?
Not so much, no, I have to say.
Just think about it. So what happens to all the throwaway clothes that people wear? Because October in London is not always the warmest. I remember a couple of years ago we had a very wet day where I decided to wear all of my throwaway clothes and boiled from the inside out, but I stayed dry. What happens to all those clothes that we kind of discard at the side?
Yep, we studiously gather them all up and recycle them through, you know, one of our charity partners. So in the past that's been Trade, this year just gone it was Cancer Research UK, and this year we're going to be using the British Heart Foundation. So obviously the good quality items then will get kind of cleaned and repatriated into one of the shops, and anything that's kind of come to the end of its sell by date then gets shredded, so it all does get used.
Brilliant. And I think Runner's Knee have got quite a good Recycle My Run program.
Yeah, so we recycle shoes all through the year at all our Runner's Knee stores, and then we call it Recycle My Run. It's in partnership with a recycling company called Soex, and it's amazing actually the amount of shoes that we get back, but also 70% of those shoes can be reworn.
Wow.
So runners get rid of shoes, which,
yeah,
you know,
we kind of are a bit greedy, aren't we? We do a few, you know, the 400 or whatever miles was suggested, and then we think perfect.
Yeah, no, that's the case. But actually, these shoes can still be worn quite quite comfortably. So there's about 90 countries that the shoes then get sent out to on order. So it's not just shipped out and you know, dumped in a container and here are some shoes. So actually,
amazing.
Actually, people are ordering the shoes. And then the other 30% that can't be reworn, they get completely stripped down, broken down, separated into things like foam, metal, rubber. And then recycled, and actually goes back into sports. So they get recycled into astro pitches, recycled into running tracks, and even ping pong bats.
Brilliant. I would never have thought of that. And I feel like a couple of years ago you had an incentive for people.
Yeah, so well, we actually have it so twice a year. So from the start of February to middle of March. In fact, this year it's till the 22nd of March.
So not long. So,
Not long left. So if you actually take a pair of shoes back, you can recycle your shoes. You get a £20 voucher for a new full price pair.
And is that just other shoes they can spend it on, or is it anything?
No, it's just on the running shoes. And then we launched that again. So it's two periods for the promotion. We launched that again at the Royal Parks, actually. So on the Sunday of the race is our relaunch of Recycle My Run, and that goes through to the end of November.
Brilliant. And can people bring them to the race if you can't get to it?
Yes, no, absolutely. I mean, last year we actually received 200 pairs. So it's brilliant.
Let's try and make that 400 this year.
Oh, it'd be excellent, and we can you know, we count them up as we put them all into bags. It's not the most fun job at the end of the
Oh, is that a bit smelly?
It's a bit smelly, a bit wet, yeah, a bit muddy. So, but it's good. It's good. And we've got a giant shoebox there as well. So it's quite a nice activity to do.
And I guess even if people aren't running the race, they could come bring, you know, if you're spectating, you could even bring your shoes to the race village area, which is always quite good fun. It's always like quite a party atmosphere in the race village.
Yeah. Yeah, so absolutely. I would totally encourage anybody to bring down their old trainers, whether you're taking part in the event or coming and cheering a loved one on.
And what sort of, do you have any spoiler alerts of what's going on this year? Last year, I think, or a couple of years ago, they've had yoga, some really, like they had a Lululemon pop-up shop. They had some really nice food stands. And I feel like I spent quite a lot of money there, actually, post-race, refueling and shopping.
Well, obviously, we'll have runners need there with their amazing shop and activation going on. We have got a few things in the pipeline, but I'm not ready for a spoiler alert just yet, okay. I'm afraid.
Stay tuned. Sign up and stay tuned. So thinking about when a brand sponsors the race, you always obviously want your name to be, you know, associated with it. You want to have banners and there's finish line arches. How much have they thought about in terms of like sustainability? Can you reuse the finish line arch? Are the banners, do you bring them to different events or is it kind of a one-time?
No, absolutely. I mean, unless an event completely rebrands itself, then the whole purpose of doing the, you know, the course branding would be that that then gets stored and reused. So there's absolutely nothing that we, you know, look to do, which will only be for one time.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and just to echo that, as far as the event itself is concerned, as Andrew says, everything gets put away and is then reused for the next year. And we're continually looking at what materials we're using and how can we reduce what materials we're using. We're horizon scanning to see if there's any new product that we could use, which is more sustainable than perhaps something else that we're using. So we work very closely with our sustainability manager to look at what else we could be doing.
Brilliant. I actually read that you've made the bibs recyclable now, the running bibs. Is that true?
The bibs themselves are, but the chip isn't, I think.
We're all looking at each other like, oh, we're not really sure. We'll find out. I'll add a little like note at the bottom.
Yeah.
But I actually keep a lot of my bibs, and I know a lot of people do keep their bibs. And also, I definitely have to keep the safety pins for two reasons. One, races that I forget to get pins from. And two, for clothes that I seem to lose buttonholes. Had to wear something very weird at work the other day because a very inappropriate button popped up.
Actually, I think I have got a spoiler alert and it does involve the bib and runner's need. But Andrew, maybe you'd like to say about what we're going to do this year with regard to the bib.
This is with regard to the offer on the bottom, I believe. Is this is correct? So, basically, if you sign up to the Royal Parks Half Marathon, then as a partner, as runner's need, then we offer a promotion for the runners, and that will be on the bib. So you'll have to wait to see what that is, will be on the bib.
So save the bibs, basically.
Yep.
That's how we're making them recyclable. We're literally going to be swapping them, hopefully, for something cool. And actually, Runners Need have kindly given us a discount code that I'm going to be sharing at the end of this podcast. So stay tuned for that. Something maybe controversial, going back to kind of the bottle situation, is that there's no isotonic drinks on the course anymore.
Yes. Well, we did a lot around our comms with that. And because it's half marathon distance, water is obviously mission critical and we have a duty of care to our participants to provide it. But isotonic isn't. I mean, if you've done your training correctly, you don't necessarily need it. Some people prefer to train with gel or a rehydration fluid, whatever that might be. We 100% encourage people to bring that. It was just part of our mission statement. We didn't want to confuse things by saying, we're going to get rid of the plastic bottles that contain the water, but we're going to keep the isotonic. And actually, with one of the isotonic brands that we had been working with, it was contaminating our own recycling because the bottle then had an additional film over it, plus the top, the lid, was unrecyclable as well.
That is a nightmare.
So it was a very well thought out decision. Yeah. Anything that we do, we have interrogated, we have looked at it, we have discussed it in a forum. We don't just sort of just say, oh, a bit bored of that, we're going to get rid of it now.
See what happens.
Yeah, so it's all gone through a thorough process.
Andrew, can you suggest anything if people have trained with an isotonic drink, or they want to have a sports drink with them on the way around. Can you suggest anything that they can take with them that
we obviously sell in our stores a lot of hydro packs, a lot of running belts, even just the standard bottles as well. You know, as long as it's not a fizzy drink, then you know, you can put that in. And and these are a multi-use products, obviously, especially the hydro packs, they're very popular as well. And you've got your water on your back, really, so that's you know, that can be quite useful.
Yeah, I personally love those, but I know that some races don't let you wear them. Is that a thing for Royal Parks?
No, we don't. We absolutely encourage that whole piece around if people can be self-sufficient and, you know, manage their hydration adequately by either using a camelback or a water belt.
Other brands are available.
Indeed. So, you know, absolutely, 100%, great thing to do.
On that note, actually, yeah, I actually have a Nathan Hydration, like, water bladder backpack thing that I've worn in a lot of marathons. And the Tokyo marathon made me, I had to empty the whole bladder, carry it through security empty. They even stole the banana that was stashed in my backpack, and then replaced the water and replaced the banana the other side, which felt really counterintuitive. But
I don't suppose you know what happened to the ones they took.
Oh, well, who knows? Although I actually have to say, I think the Tokyo marathon was the cleanest marathon I've ever run. They had every 100 metres, they had people with bin bags, and nobody threw their gel packs on the floor. No one. You would just hold it until you saw the person on the side. And I've never, it wasn't sticky. You know that race stickiness because people have thrown stuff on the floor, or maybe the isotonic drinks as well. But yeah, it was amazing. Do you have that issue with the gel? I get maybe because it's a half marathon, maybe less so, but do you have a...
We personally don't. I mean, obviously, you know, there are going to be odd little bits of litter that, you know, need to be scooped up. But in the main, we haven't had much of an issue with that at all. I know that other races have, but luckily the Royal Parks Half Marathon hasn't.
I mean, not to plug my book, as I feel like I do every week, but my book has got some homemade gels that you can use, sort of recycled or recyclable or reusable tubes. Just also bringing real food, things like dates, bananas, potatoes are a personal favourite. If you do want to fuel yourself mid half marathon, bringing those with you, stuffed in your pockets or your backpack.
So what? Quick sneaky jacket potato on your way round.
I would recommend making it bite-sized jacket potatoes, but yeah, I literally use leftover roast potatoes, cooked in like coconut oil. They're great.
What do you hold them in your
I just put them in some foil. I don't know how recyclable friendly that is, but yeah, just in some foil in one of my pockets. But you could probably use like those beeswax, you know, the kind of cling film alternative, or little Tupperware. I think that might be a bit annoying though, Tupperware, but put them into something that you can reuse.
Okay, so if you're hungry on a race, just run close to you and that's fine.
I mean, I genuinely do have a lot of snacks. When I paced the London Marathon, I had Percy Pigs with me and was handing those out, and had my husband at just after Tower Bridge with a box full of oranges. And he said the amount of people that tried to get into his box of oranges, and he was like slapping hands away from runners because he was like, they're for my wife. Do you have, I mean, the crowds are incredible at Royal Parks. How can they make sure that they're more kind of, you know, being aware of their impact? Because a lot of the times they're standing, you know, not on the paved bits of the park, but on the grass, or and bringing their own sort of snacks and things. Is there anything advice that you would give to spectators?
Well, with spectators, and obviously we have a huge kind of amount of volunteers and people cheering on charity runners, we've done a kind of session with our sort of charity partners around minimising stuff that they bring to the Royal Park. So, for example, balloons are banned. They are a huge biohazard, actually, to the wildfowl. So that's why we don't allow balloons, which obviously some charities have had to sort of rethink some of their kind of branding pieces around that. Those big plastic clappers as well, we've sort of encouraged people not to bring those as well. It's basically everybody is now looking at their kind of collateral and saying, how can we do this more mindfully? So I don't know if you saw last year that our presenting partner, Royal Bank of Canada, had these amazing cowbells, which just gave a fantastic atmosphere. And it's something that you can just, you know, reuse.
Yeah.
So it's those kind of things that we look at. And again, with, you know, spectators, it's just about being mindful with your, you know, rubbish and bringing your picnic in something kind of reusable as well.
Take any photo. What's the thing? Like, leave any memories, take any photos or something.
Leave no trace.
Yeah, well. Andrew, in terms of what runners need are doing to be more sustainable, we were talking before we started recording about your mail order. You're now able to bring back the plastic.
Yeah, so we're actually part of a group with Cotswold Outdoor and Snow and Rock, and one of the things that we've looked at across the group is to change the way that we're shipping and change the way that we're looking at our bags. And so our mail order bags are recyclable. Not all places will recycle through your home recycling, so we offer you can come into store and actually recycle the bags in store.
Brilliant. So bring your trainers, bring your bags. Anything else that you guys are doing that kind of just a step towards the sustainability?
Apart from the shoe recycling, mm-hmm. we're also looking into the potential of widening that out into clothing as well. So that could come later this year. And then again, you know, across the group, I know that a lot of work's been done with Cotswold Outdoor, with tree planting and that side of it. So yes, as a group, then it's very important.
Brilliant. I think it's something that a lot of brands are kind of, as their consumers are demanding more environmentally friendly packaging and sort of just people being more aware of our everyday impact on the environment. I think that brands are following suit, and it seems like you're kind of ahead of the curve with that in terms of the Recycle My Run programme, and that's been going for a couple of years now.
Yeah, it's been going for 3 to 4 years, and we're constantly looking at ways that we can improve as well. And actually through our partner as well, which is Cycle Surgery, is another store in our group, then we also recycle inner tubes and bike lights as well. So it's we're constantly looking at it. We've got a really good CSR team as well.
And I don't know what a CSR team is.
Sorry. Corporate social responsibility.
Yeah.
So that's the team there. So we actually have a whole dedicated team who are looking into this as well.
Going back to Royal Parks, it seems like it's quite a local crowd. I feel like it's very London, UK heavy. Do you get many international runners?
Yeah, we do have an international field, but you're right, you know, basically it's an event that takes place in the heart of London. I think a lot of people feel particularly aligned to the Royal Parks. Lots of people I've spoken to, you know, come and have their lunch and then enjoy the parks that way. So then they want to kind of have an opportunity to run. So, you know, unlike the London Marathon, we're not an elite race. So we're not flying people in from, you know, Ethiopia, here, there and everywhere. So it's quite a different feel. It's much more community sort of based and charity focused.
Is that a kind of conscious decision in terms of not flying people in? Or is it more just that it's like a race for everyone? There's no... The front of the pack is no different to the back of the pack.
I think it's kind of organically evolved that way. And I think it obviously gives us a sort of, you know, point of difference. You know, you've just mentioned the London Marathon. It's obviously the largest fundraising, you know, event on the planet. But I'm pleased to say that the Royal Parks is sort of, you know, second to them in terms of what's on offer in London. So I sort of feel that we personally have a really good balance.
How do you balance the kind of maybe the want to get more international runners and the kind of the carbon footprint? It's something that I'm thinking about more in terms of my choosing races and wanting to travel to go and see new places, take on iconic races. Like, I tell so many of my American friends, I'm like, come and do the Royal Parks Half. And then actually, the more we talk about sustainability, I'm like, is that actually, you know, part of the message that you're giving is like, let's be sustainable.
I think there has to be a balance. Obviously, we want to be inclusive. You know, like yourself, there are people who have various races on their list that they want to take part in. Like to think, obviously, that we are one of those. We have a great band of support throughout Europe. And then we do have participants that come further afield from, you know, Brazil, the States, etc. I think with any of that, it's be mindful about what you're doing. Try to offset your carbon. Obviously, if you're coming from Europe, it's slightly easier to get here. But, you know, when you're running an event in a different continent, then, you know, obviously you're going to fly.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, trying to be as mindful as humanly possible around all of your choices.
What's the biggest challenge that you've faced in terms of, you know, the trying to become more sustainable in the last like 2-3 years?
I would say that the water management piece is quite something. And at the Royal Parks, we've actually invested ourselves in quite a lot of infrastructure to provide potable drinking water, both on the festival site and to service all of our water stations. So that's pretty major. The other big thing is obviously waste management. And this year we had dedicated green stewards to help people, because, you know, you've just run a race, you want to get rid of some stuff, but there's like 3 different bins in front of you. Which one do I choose? So, you know, we have green stewards there to help as well. We're looking at our power usage as well to see how we can be more mindful around that. So I think you've got to look at everything holistically.
Now, off topic, but maybe kind of like training for the Royal Parks Half, you might be doing some run commuting. One of the questions that we were asked was, like, run commuting is obviously a great way of kind of slightly offsetting your carbon footprint. You're taking on the onus of part of your travel, you know, travel to work yourself. Andrew, what are the things that we should be, you know, what do we need to run commute?
Well, I mean, you need a comfy backpack to put everything you need in for the day, and probably a change of clothes unless you've already left one of a set in the office. You also need to make sure, especially at, you know, this time of year, that you've got reflective clothing for the evening coming back. That you potentially got a head torch depending on where you're running. So I mean, they're the key things really, is just to make sure that you're comfy, that you're protected from the elements, and that you're also visible.
And a good pair of trainers.
Absolutely.
Goes without saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
I also would say, when you say, go, you know, protect from the elements, if you are doing an evening run commute, check the weather and maybe just put in a lightweight jacket just in case. London especially is so unpredictable. I've been caught out in some very inappropriate run commute clothing before because I have not checked. I've been like, yeah, it's such a nice morning, just need a t-shirt, it'll be fine. And then got home absolutely drenched and freezing.
Yeah, no, it comes over very quickly.
Yeah. Thank you both so much for joining me today. If you have any other questions about sustainability or about nutrition for runners, please DM me on Instagram at therunnerbeans or send me an email, therunnerbeans@gmail.com. As promised, Runners Need have kindly set up a code, therunnerbeans, which will give you 15% discount off full price clothing, footwear and equipment, excluding electronics. It's available in all stores and online. Just use the code therunnerbeans, all lowercase, at checkout. Don't forget to follow me at therunnerbeans on Instagram. Follow the race at Royal Parks Half on Instagram and Runners Need at Runners Need.